Seven factors, I believe, determine whether you can remove this trigger. The first factor is how close the event is to the evolutionary theme. No one really knows what the evolutionary theme is for anger, but let's just suppose that it is being thwarted by having something or someone interfere with what you're trying to do. The closer the triggering event is to that theme, the harder it will be to ignore the trigger. If Tim's father, instead of teasing him, had pinned Tim's arms to his side and held him until he screamed, his anger would be much harder to unlearn, because that trigger is much closer to the experience of being thwarted. Teasing is fairly far removed. We can learn to be angry about anything, but the further it is from the evolutionary theme, the easier it will be to unlearn it. The second factor, Paul continued, is the time when the trigger was learned. There may well be critical periods for learning that make it harder to remove later. The third factor is how much emotional charge was there when it was learned. In this example, there is a very strong emotion. His father teased him unmercifully. That's going to be very hard to remove. Repetition may be a fourth factor that also contributes to the strength of the emotion. The fifth factor is a more complex one. Some people are going to have a much more difficult time than others. If Tim is someone whose emotions in general happen very quickly rather than slowly, or if his emotions are very strong rather than moderate, he's going to have more trouble than another person might. The sixth factor is whether Tim is in an irritable mood. Even if Tim has really reached the point where he almost never responds to teasing with anger, if he's in an irritable mood, he might, because moods make us more vulnerable. The last factor is temperament. How would you differentiate between mood and temperament? The Dalai Lama asked. He later told me he found Paul's distinction between mood and temperament quite useful, something that Buddhist psychology had not paid that much attention to. The easiest way is time, said Paul. Moods last for hours, usually not more than a day, but a temperament is often seen over a long period, though not necessarily throughout life. There are, of course, specialized methods unique to Buddhism for dealing with destructive emotions, but the Dalai Lama felt that the ability to train one's mind to better understand what's destructive in emotions, and so control them, is something every human being has the capacity to do, as Paul's example suggested.